This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers were continuing their search Monday for 192 people missing in the Indian Himalayas, including some trapped in a tunnel after part of a glacier broke away, sending a torrent of water, rock, and dust down a mountain valley, according to local officials. Sunday's violent surge below the Nandi Devi, India's second highest peak, swept away a small hydroelectric and damaged a bigger one further downstream that the river being built by a state firm. The bodies of at least 12 people have been recovered thus far. Police fired water cannon at protesters in Myanmar's capital Monday as tens of thousands of people across the country joined the third day of demonstrations against the military government. According to eyewitnesses, some protesters were injured by the water cannon, which was used only in brief burst. Demonstrations continued even after the water cannon was deployed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has now pleaded not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. Monday's hearing comes just weeks before national elections, in which he hopes to extend his 12-year rule. He was indicted last year for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. In recent months, Israelis have held weekly protests calling on him to resign over charges and criticizing his government's response to the coronavirus crisis. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing. He says that he is a victim of a witch hunt by hostile law enforcement as well as the media. Again, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pleading not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.